from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket, open lines, 248-539-9797. So, Gator, a few things here. If you missed it a little bit earlier, yes, indeed. Penei Sewell's injury, not considered to be severe. Left practice yesterday with a foot injury. We did not see it. It happened while we were on the air, and we don't get to see absolutely everything that's going on while we're out there. But during commercial breaks, and even sometimes we're on the air, we get to watch, and it's fun. So that was one thing. Another thing in Sports Illustrated, just picked the Lions to win the Super Bowl and put them on their football preview magazine on the cover, which is something that used to scare people. Gator, who believes in jinxes, said, "Fret not, Detroit, fret not." And why did you say that?
It's Sports Illustrated. No, the other thing is that they're not what they were. Let's be chesty. Let's just embrace the fact this is a really good Lions team. Let's not be afraid of it, okay? Mm-hmm. We went into last season a little afraid, and the success was coming around. We saw the double-digit wins and then hosting a playoff game. Eventually, we started getting comfortable with this team.
Yeah.
Okay, let's be comfortable with this team. This is a good football team. This is a Super Bowl contending team, without question.
Yep.
Let's own it. Let's act like we've been there.
Well, we haven't been to the Super Bowl, but we can act like...
Well, act like we've been...
You know what we got to do? We got to figure out how we're supposed to act. We kind of know what to do with our hands now, but now as the hunted, a respected team with a respected coach and a respected roster, we're going to have to feel our way through this a little bit. Might take a few weeks to understand how it feels to be the hunted.
Well, they're getting accolades from all over the place.
Every which way.
I mean, the mock draft from ESPN has them drafting 30th, lets you know what they think of this team. You've got the story in ESPN about the top front offices and coaching staffs and football, and the Lions are number two behind the Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, every day there's going to be something coming out as we get closer and closer to the start of the season where we're going to look at it and say, well, here's another prediction. Here we go. Lions going to the Super Bowl. And yep. Just own it. Yeah, we got a good team. Hopefully we're there.
So we did see what Sports Illustrated predicted. We have yet to hear from Newsweek or Life Magazine or Sporting News.
Or Nuns Life.
Or Inside Sports. Was it Inside Sports or was it Inside Sport?
Inside was Sport Magazine and then okay. Inside Sports.
Inside Sports. Okay, gotcha. We look for Football Digest. What does Football Digest have,
yeah,
man?
Sure, sure.
Hub Arkish, what has Hub said about him?
What does Baseball Digest have to say?
Hub Arkish. I think he's still around
what
doing stuff.
Athlons? Athlons do a pro preview or they just
I think
college?
They do. That used to be such a big deal to get that first Athlons magazine.
Well, here's something else. Like, if you look at like fantasy football guides, this is another thing. When you look at skill positions, because that's what fantasy football is all about.
Yep.
And how highly rated some of the Lions players are.
Yep.
I mean, St. Brown is a guy that could go in the first round in your fantasy football draft.
He could.
Are those drafts? Have you had your draft yet, King? Or?
No, it's this Sunday. And okay. St. Brown will go in the first round. He should.
And
just give away your draft board.
Yeah, I know. I'm just leaking information. Yeah.
Where does Laporta go?
He'll be up there too. I mean, it depends on you have most leagues have tight end, you know, like you have to play tight end, yep. So that makes him a lot more valuable, of course. Very rare leagues don't have it, but yeah, he's one of the top tight ends. I mean, he scores 10 touchdowns, I think it was last year.
That's a lot.
Honestly, if Laporta comes back and has the same near year, like stat wise, I'm very happy as a Lions fan.
Dude, I don't know how. Like, I think there's a chance those numbers go down, and yes. It doesn't mean he's worse.
No, I agree, 100%.
Gibbs will be a high pick.
Yep.
I saw one, like, somebody had a list of, like, top 200 players for a fantasy football draft, and Jared Goff was outside the top 100, which I thought was strange because I think statistically this guy is going to put up a bunch of points. He throws for a bunch of yards, a lot of touchdowns, but he doesn't get rushing yards, which I guess would give other players maybe, no pun intended, a leg up. But I would have thought that he would be a higher pick than, like, 120, which is kind of where I saw him at.
But that's overall player ranking, right?
I mean, yeah.
Everything's geared towards, you know, receivers. And, you know, you got to start running back. So you got to reach for a running back at some point that just at least is a starter. And then quarterbacks, you can kind of wait if you don't get one of the top tier ones.
So interesting how it's all evolved. Like, it used to be quarterback heavy, then it became running back heavy, and now it's wide receiver heavy.
It's a passing league.
All right, you put something in your show sheet, Gator.
Were you impressed with it?
Not as much, but it's an interesting question. It's an interesting question, and it is as follows. Who are you pulling for that is on the roster bubble? I have two guys I'm pulling for that are on the roster bubble.
I have two guys.
One of them is because he's been around for a few years, and I've rooted for him. I liked his scouting report, and I thought he might be a real gem. And when I see him in person, I love his size, and I guess I just hope he makes it. And that is James Mitchell, the tight end from Virginia mm-hmm. Tech. And I got to tell you, there was something about the swagger of Mitchell Agudé leading them onto the field yesterday yeah. that cracked me up, that he was chanting and the defense was following his lead. That tells me that kid's got, the chutzpah of him. I went chutzpah.
You did go. Yeah, I was thinking sure. chutzpah, and I'm like, Doug's not going to say chutzpah.
I said chutzpah.
Boy.
But there's something about the brashness of an undrafted free agent kid leading them and them following. So I guess I find those two to be interesting ones that I'm kind of rooting for.
Yeah, for me, on the defensive side, I actually do think that Houston makes a team, so I'm not going to include him on this list. But for me, it's Brandon Joseph.
Okay.
The safety, I just think like he's kind of really shown up in these first two preseason games and making people take notice, and I'm hoping there's a roster spot for him. That'd be great. And on the offensive side, it's Isaiah Williams, wide receiver.
Yeah.
I just think he catches everything that's thrown to him, and you can't have enough of those guys. You know, in the end, does he have the size that you want ideally for an extra receiver on his team? No. But what matters to me more than size is the ability to catch a football and get open. And if he can do both of those, I don't care that he's 5'10" or whatever.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. Kang, do you have a bubble player on the roster that you're kind of rooting for that might not make it, might make it?
I agree on offensive side, Gator, Isaiah Williams. The only thing I think is holding him back is the size thing. If that's a big requirement for this, you know, front office, for the coaching staff, that they want a big receiver on the outside, because Isaiah Williams, he's kind of a mix of a St. Brown, Khalif Raymond guy, a slot guy. But that's a guy, I'm not sure, but I hope he does make the team because I think he's shown enough, and I think he can show on special teams as well if Leaf at some point gets hurt. Defensively, I like Brandon Joseph. I'm hoping it's not a certain guy, but I think Chris Smith is going to make the team, and I think he's going to be a bigger factor than people realize.
Really?
Defensive lineman.
I'm surprised by that.
I always feel like there's these guys every year that comes out of nowhere that's not on anyone's radar necessarily. I think Chris Smith might be that guy.
He was noticeable yesterday.
Was he?
Yeah.
Was he big?
He is big, and he was noticeable on the field making a play or two in important situations. He was out there with the ones on a play where he got the stuff.
You know, it would stand to reason if your GM is really good at identifying talent that your drafts are consistently near the top of the league. The crop of undrafted free agents that he brings in also might be consistently near the top of the league.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Like, when they get done with the draft, is Brad Holmes looking at his top 100 and going, how are there still 15 players that I identified that are still available? Like, I mean, not maybe not 15, but how's there anybody after an entire draft? He must be, you know, his ranking of players
is elite.
Yep.
It is what it is. I would imagine that there will be like four or five players that the Lions cut that they can't sneak through the practice squad because it will be picked up by other teams.
Probably.
And there will be another team's rosters, not practice squad, but other teams' rosters, let alone how many players the Lions have in training camp that'll end up on other teams' practice squads.
Yeah.
I think that that's going to be a telling number because it does talk about Brad Holmes' acumen when it comes to picking players and finding players.
248-539-9797. Just a reminder, you can stream the show using the Odyssey app. Download it for your mobile device today, AUDACY. Then you can listen to the show and all the shows here on the station anywhere in the United States. You're going to wish you had it someday when you're out of market and want to know what's being said in Detroit, so you might as well download it today, AUDACY. More and more people take in the program that way. Also, streaming through our website, 971theticket.com, where the Birchie Kid and Evan are responsible for great content. You can stream with video on twitch.tv. Love our Twitch viewers. Go to twitch.tv, search up 971theticket, and participate in the streaming chat. Same thing's true of YouTube. Go to youtube.com, search up 971theticket. Bam, there we are. You can see where we did the show from the Lions practice. Last couple days.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.